Well, you've got loads to celebrate because you're back this year with new music and it feels like it's Pixie back to her very best. In fact, even maybe better than when you... Oh. Like the tune Nasty is amazing.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So good. So if the album is equally as good as that, this is going to be a fantastic year for you.
I hope so. Fingers crossed. We've been working hard on it, so I just can't wait for people to hear it. And I feel like this album's really me and... the most thing I'm looking forward to, I think, is performing live with a live band and a brass section. And yeah, I can't wait for that.
It's you really working your voice. That is your voice. This is the best type of song for you because you can go up and down and blare it out.
I think obviously I love singing. So I think this kind of style of music really is a good vehicle to sing on because you can just like go crazy of ad libs and have fun with it. So that's why I'm excited for people to hear Nasty, but also to hear the rest of the album, because there's quite a lot of soulful tunes on there.
Does the rest of the album sound like Nasty, or is it different?
It's the whole album has a cohesive, like, soulful sound. It's all really current, but it has a strong soul influence. And Nasty's definitely the most funkiest, fun track. But there's other up-tempos on the album. There's quite a lot of emotional kind of... Because I think the best soul music's always kind of more... about heartache and stuff like that. And I love singing about that for some reason. I think just because, you know, when you get into the character of it and you can really soul it up, I think. So quite a lot of the songs have that sentiment.
I heard that, but I know that you're not going through any heartache. So where do you draw from to get those songs?
Well, that's the difference with this album, is because this is when I've been writing for this album, I've actually had the difference of being in a relationship. And before, like my first album, I started writing when I was 14, so I didn't really know. I just kind of pretend I knew or would write about my friends' relationships or whatever. But now, actually having the experience of it, I know I can relate to the good times, I can relate to the hard times, and now I feel like I've got so much more to write about, like more material. And it just comes, the songs come, I think, easier just because I've got so much to write about. Because I think most of the time when people write songs, it is about love. And now I actually know a little bit about it.
Oh, that is lovely. And actually, that's so true. Because just because if you're in a relationship, it doesn't mean that you don't have heartache. Because relationships are really hard work.
Yeah. And especially even if you have like the tiniest argument, everyone does. If you do love someone, it feels like the whole world's going to fall down. And, you know, especially girls, I think, just make it as much bigger than it actually is. And so that's definitely helped with writing. I think I've written a lot about that kind of stuff.
Because if you're in love with someone, you are really passionate about them.
Exactly.
So actually, that feeling of love can be like that angry
exactly.
so quickly.
Exactly. Because if you wasn't passionate about them, didn't love them that much, you wouldn't care that much. But because you do, even the slightest thing can get those emotions out. Yeah.
So you guys are officially like long term now. How long have you been together?
It's like over 3.5 years, and it's my first serious boyfriend. So far so good.
Do we think that this is the one? Are you going to get married, do you think?
I'm still 22, so I do think that that's really young to get married. My sister just got married and she was 25. I still think that's quite young as well. But yeah, I feel like there's so much more that we need to do if we was going to get married. In a few years, I'd love to, but now I think this is a little bit too young.
I get that. And do you know what? We forget you're only 22 because you'd started doing this when you were 14. So we feel like, you know, you've been around for a long time. This is your third album.
Yeah.
But you are only 22.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it feels like I'm getting old because I am 22, but these are the last 2 days of me being 22 because I'm 23 on Sunday.
Still really young. Still so young. So what do you hope that 2014 holds for you?
I'm just so excited for this year, I think, because I'm actually coming back with some music and I can show people what I've been working on, because everyone's like, where have you been? What have you been doing? So I can't wait for people to hear the album and the singles and to, most importantly, play live and do shows and festivals. I can't wait for that.
Did you go back to the drawing board with this one and just go, so where am I at? You had such a successful debut and, you know, and it's a continued success, but it feels like you've almost reset for this one. Is that right?
I feel like this one definitely represents me the most because it is the music I grew up listening to mixed with the artist that I am. So I think it represents me the most out of all the albums I've done. And it's the only album I've done that has like a cohesive sound of the soulful vibe the whole way through. Whereas my last album, it was kind of a mixture. I had some soulful tunes, but half of it was dancey, you know, like All About Tonight and Kiss the Stars. It's more of a dancey, almost electro kind of sound. So that's why I'm excited for this album, because the whole thing is the vibe that I love.
Do you think that growing up around music has made you become a singer? Because I've got a little girl, right, and we've got her this old record player. We're playing her loads of old tunes, and I'm hoping that this might influence her. But would you have been a singer anyway, or do you think it was...
I don't know. How old is your little
girl? 2.5.
Ah, that's so cute. I definitely think growing up around loads of music really helped with me becoming a singer, because I never had any singing lessons, but I'd always be listening to music constantly. And I think from listening to all those big singers like Whitney and Mariah, and I loved Stevie Wonder, and I think listening to them, I'd always almost copy them and copy their riffs and always sing along to them all around the house. And I think from that, that almost taught me how to sing, because I never had any lessons. So I think, yeah, keep playing your little girl some tunes.
Did you sing when you were really young? Like very?
Yeah, there's actually a video of me when I'm 3 years old and my mum and dad are having a party and they're all singing, do you know Don't Be a Stranger by Dina Carroll?
Yes.
They're all singing that. And then I come in and I go, everyone, shush. And then I start singing, Don't Be a Stranger.
Yeah. Wow, that's too cute. How is your lovely mum?
She's good. Yeah, she's really good. Trying to think what she's up to.
What's she up to?
I don't even know. But she's good. She's really good.
We always used to joke that you said, why would I want to move out? Like, literally, I get everything done at home. But you've moved out now, haven't you?
I've moved out now, yeah. I've got my own place. In London. And I love being in London. But I go home a lot. I see my family all the time. Like, on Sunday, when it's my actual birthday, I'm going to go home and be with the family and celebrate with them.
What's your flat like? I can imagine it's full of clothes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It is a bit ridiculous. It's like a little small flat, and it was getting too much. Like, the spare room was just full to the brim of stuff, and you couldn't go in it. Nobody could stay around and sleep in the bed. They had to sleep on the sofa, and it was just full of just junk. Like, you wouldn't believe how messy my house was. Like, people wouldn't actually believe it. And people would come around and be like, don't go in the spare room. I didn't want anyone to see it because it was embarrassing. But since then, before Christmas, I did a charity sale and I got all the stuff from my house and hired out this hotel room and put it all in there. And we raised money for two charities, Raise the Sunshine and Cry Charity. And it was brilliant, because not only was it spring cleaning and I got all the stuff out of my house and cleared my head, we raised money for charity. So
that's brilliant. I love Rays of Sunshine as well. We've done a lot with that charity. Yeah. That's a really great idea. Was it hard though? Did you have to have someone going, Pixie, that has to go, has to go?
One of my best friends, Carla, she was helping me sort it all out. And I always think, oh, I might need that for something. She's like, no, we've got to be strict. You've got to put it in the bag. I was like, oh, okay. So I did. I couldn't believe, actually, when I looked in the room of the sale, how much stuff I had like hoarded in my house, in my small flat. It's just ridiculous how much stuff was in there.
I've never seen you wear the same outfit once or twice. Are you a clothes-aholic? Do you love shopping?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've got to say, I do love it. I don't know why, I just love it.